going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How you feeling today, Goo? You know what? I'm feeling good. 2 days after the B-Day, no Red Bull. I'm trying to start.
Get it back?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it ain't left, but, you know, just healthier.
No, I think...
I just want to be happy, man.
Well, you're in charge of your own happiness.
I like that.
Exactly.
We can all be better.
Well, it's a challenge for me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Brisket.
Was it good, though? It had to be, yeah.
It was good. It was really good.
What were the sides?
He had sides. I didn't have any sides. None.
All right.
Had a little salad. We're talking about the Warriors, what they do in the offseason.
Kuminga.
By the way, you know what I was... It was just another thing I was thinking, but we're going to get into the Warriors.
Yeah, take your time.
Is this officially Mike Dunleavy's team?
I would say yes.
Is it Buster Posey's team?
Oh, no doubt.
Please. We'll talk about that later.
I can't wait.
We'll talk about that later.
Those unis are growing on me.
Shasky's liking him less and less. Evan are starting to come around to him. Shasky can't stand
him. Yeah. I love my guy, Joe.
Let's start us off with Jack in San Francisco. What's up, Jack? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's me again. Your show sucked.
Oh. But, like, what do you go back to doing after that? Do you get a high five from whoever's with you?
You know what? I blame Carter. We got a bet. You ever hear Nahegan screen a call? Now he can screen a call.
He gives legit takes before he does that.
95.7 The Game. Carter, hey. What do you want to talk about? I'd like to talk about Giannis coming to the Warriors. Yeah, what specifically? Hey, have a take.
And by the way, the show doesn't check the numbers. Oh. If you're privy to them, the show does not suck. It's healthy.
We don't read a book. Something else with your life.
What a wankster! A little weenie.
Is there any part of it you respect?
No. Like, do you have kids?
I got to be honest with you. Sometimes when people go full on weasel.
That is what Eddie Haskell.
I kind of respect it. I mean, that is an absolute weasel job there.
Yeah.
Let's try Phil in San Francisco.
Billy.
Hey, Phil.
Hey,
how you doing?
How's it going, you guys?
Hey.
I'm good. I hear you guys talking it up here about a possible trade for Giannis.
Yeah.
And maybe some other good shooters additionally as you were putting, Steiny.
Yeah.
I just wanted to suggest, I mean, you're going to need to make more than maybe one deal, but possibly there's a couple of other players you could throw in there with Giannis. I know Brooke Lopez is a free agent, but perhaps you could pick him up for a minimum, you know, veteran contract additional to a trade like this. Perhaps you could get, I don't know about Bobby Portis, but he might be, you know, a really good addition to have, another big man. As far as getting a couple of really good young shooters out there, there's enough of them you know, on the market and make, you know, include another team in the trade, perhaps. It's gonna require some pulling of strings and some finagling and some wheeling and dealing, but they can get this deal done if the deal is on the table. Even I don't know.
Well, I know
these are just rumors right now.
Well, here's the thing with Giannis. And thanks for the call,
Phil.
Look
at all these rumors.
If you know, Giannis has said earlier, you know, a couple weeks ago, he's open to playing for another team, and he's open to leaving Milwaukee.
Yep.
That's step one. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. In this day and age, that's step one. And this is where a team like the Bucks would do themselves well.
Yes.
If Giannis wants to leave, to move him where he wants to go.
Right.
Because if you don't do that, you send Giannis to a place where he doesn't want to go, other free agents and players take note of that, and that franchise becomes less attractive. And so if Giannis wants to play on a certain team or certain teams, the Milwaukee Bucks are probably going to have to accommodate him.
So see it all the time.
The question now becomes, does Giannis really want to come to the Golden State Warriors?
I think there's something there. I really do. And to the caller's point about Brook Lopez, I'm so over him, Stoney. But if it was to get Giannis, you could bring Bugs Bunny and whoever, Brett Favre, whoever, bring them all. But if we get Giannis, you got your answer to life after Steph with a guy I'll call the basketball version of Megatron. Like, I just, again, I'm excited because in this era of sports right now in our world, Stoney, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And what if I were to ask you, and you kind of touched on it last segment, I just think they got a cool relationship. Like, they want to play together, Giannis and Steph. Now, you could be like, Goo, how do you know? It's just a feel I have. But, man, I know he's here for what? The tech thing? But come on, man. You think he didn't talk to Steph or they didn't hook up at Draymond's restaurant or Aisha's?
Well, I mean, I guess he was at Steph's birthday party over the All-Star break or something like that. I'm just wondering, if you're Giannis, and even if you do want to play with Curry, you really only want to play with him for a couple years and then be all on your own because you're coming to a team with three 35-year-olds. I assume one of them would probably leave.
But it would be yours after.
He would. He would be.
And Joe Lacob is already a four-time, you know, NBA champion. He brought Jimmy in. He is not afraid to spend. And that's who I'd want to play for. So you already know that. And Stoney, I think Giannis is already a made man. You kind of talked about it. Who wants to come in after Steph? But if you're a made man already, like a Giannis, you come in, get to play with Steph, scratch that itch, and then it's yours, and they can build around you. It makes too much sense.
So you'd be willing to trade for Giannis and essentially give up the kitchen sink.
And gut everything. No doubt about it. And the reality is, Stoney, you're going to have players. I know you're like, well, who, Goo? You're going to fill out the roster. But what did you teach me last year? You don't even know it. Or this year, around the edges, you can go replace that a lot easier at the basketball Walmart than getting a stud, you know, a bucket getter like a Curry and Giannis. Those come they don't come a dime a dozen.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also on social media, I think it was about a week or two back, Giannis was doing a Q&A about his favorite players, the best players, and he had Curry on every list he made, it seemed like.
Yeah.
So he was absolutely complimentary to Steph Curry. My question to Warrior fans would be this. You know, if we've done this a lot. People saying it's not realistic. No, it doesn't feel realistic. But neither did Kevin Durant. And neither did Jimmy Butler, quite frankly.
There you go.
And I always push back on this. Because what more do you have to see from Joe Lacob? He called about LeBron last year. He talked about Paul George, Markkanen, Durant coming back. So anybody out there that says it's not realistic, you're partially right. It might not be, but Joe Lacob's track record is he's going to make calls and he's going to find out if there's a possibility any superstar out there. So my question to Warrior fans would be, look, you know it's gonna cost you a lot. It's probably going to cost you Butler, probably going to cost you Kuminga and Pods in some form, if it's a three-way, et cetera, et cetera. It's probably going to cost you a couple first-round picks. Do you still want to do it? To team Giannis with Steph Curry for a couple years, and you'll figure out how to fill in around him on the fly this year, and then maybe with more preparation next year.
And, you know, again, I always call myself a hapless sports romantic. Steiny, wouldn't it be great for Steph? Who better than to pass the torch to than Giannis? And that this is without knowing what they accomplished together if it were to happen. Somebody on the chat kind of hit me, and I'm slowing my roll, Steiny. Oh. Don't forget Aaron Judge and the flirtation we had with him.
But this is different.
All right, I got it, but that hurt. We were ready to press a button. Breaking news sounder, Dibs or Willer were in. I left my wallet in. Where's he from? Judge, Fresno. Where'd they do the remote?
Linden.
Yeah, Linden. Boulevard of Linden. Tribe Called.
Remember
Fresno.
They went out there.
There's only one.
Remember they went out there and nobody was there?
I said Linden.
They did the show from an Elks Lodge.
We really thought he was coming to the Bay.
There's like 3,000 people there.
Yeah,
careful
small.
When you say we.
I think you. We got done with the show. I vividly remember you saying, "Goo, I think it's happening." You don't remember that day, huh?
Because it didn't exist.
I'm special.
You know me. I'm one of those guys that I'll believe it. I'll believe it when I see it.
You were in.
But what does this say about Butler, though? I'm not coming down his road. Yesterday, I needed help, therapy, and you were there. I overestimated where he was at or what he has left. When I throw it to you that way, are you like, "Goo, you did"? Because I'm feeling that way in regard to him being Superman. He told us he was Robin, and I thought he was, you know, having fun.
I think that we all may have thought Butler was something different than he is.
Oh, man.
It did feel like we were waiting for, at some point, him to
take off,
dominate.
Yeah.
And he did periodically.
With Steph.
Once in a while.
With Steph.
Not all. Didn't he have a, was a big game he had?
Well, I got you.
Wasn't it game three?
It wasn't a stretch, though, partner.
No.
It wasn't a stretch.
No.
And it damn sure wasn't in the playoffs.
So this is from the YouTube chat, the energetic signature. The overreaction on Butler is wild. What do you mean by that? The overreaction negative? To where...
I think that's where they're at. Or you think it could be what we thought he was going to do or still had. I'm not done with him. I now know if Curry gets hurt next year, Steiny, and this team is as is, I am petrified that Jimmy can't take it up two or three notches like I thought. That's just me.
Well, I think you're under the impression that without Steph Curry, they got some kind of action. And I don't see it.
And this is why I'm hurt. That's what I still thought they did.
I mean,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And I also think, I do think people are getting, are being unfair to Butler. I really do.
How so?
Because he got here halfway through the year. And they were, I got to do that because you know what? I got to figure this out right.
And you're, I'm, I
so
can't,
they were 23 and 8. That's how they finished the regular season. 23 and 8. They were a 7 seed. They had a play-in game. They won it. Butler was terrific. They had a tough matchup against the Houston Rockets. They won it. And Butler was a big part of it. Then they lost Steph Curry, and they went up against a team that was just on another level than them, I think, without Steph Curry.
But the way the games played out, it didn't reveal that to me, Stoney. I don't think the Warriors without Steph were outclassed.
Really?
They hung in. They ran out of gas. And he was one of them. 1-8 on one of his best games in the playoff at home Saturday night. So you are right. I just thought this trade was expedited because we were trying to get to a championship or deep in the NBA playoffs, not win a first round and win a play-in game. But when you look back on it, it still all revolves around Steph and his hamstrings. So I'm always going to have PTSD. I'll call it HTSD, hamstring now. You know, wondering about Steph, if you're telling me Jimmy is just going to be regular when Steph goes out, if that ever does happen. That's what hurts. I thought we had two superstars.
Is Guru alone in this? Is honest to goodness, is Guru alone in this? And what I mean by that is, are there really fans out there that are disappointed in Jimmy Butler because he didn't or couldn't carry this team in the second
just
round?
Now listen, Stoney, a game. Huh? Get it to, I wanted to see game 6 Curry play out possibly.
You know what? That might have been the biggest blessing in disguise. Mm. If they had won a game brought him back too soon, who knows what would have happened. See, I look at the Warriors and say, Pods wasn't good enough. Heald wasn't good enough. Moody wasn't very good at all. Post didn't do much.
But, Shonda, you're Payton, naming guys. We're talking superstar status with Jimmy.
But my point is, you're right. If the role players stink like they stunk, they weren't going to win that series. And... But 888-957-9570, I mean, how do you look at Jimmy Butler and what happened in the postseason? I think you're being way too hard on Butler, and I think that, you know, if you could use Butler as a way to get Giannis, I'd need to talk about it more. We can kind of hash it out. But what about Butler playing with the Warriors from the start of next season, getting some camaraderie with Curry and Draymond?
Stoney, you don't think it's an overreaction, or you do think it's an overreaction that people are frustrated that he couldn't help you win one game?
That's all.
Like, it's not, they're not asking for the series.
Okay.
But one game.
Man.
And they're really only in one of them.
Okay. But here's what I would say. I would say that we found out he's no longer the player who can do what he did in Miami.
See, then that's why you feel the way you do.
Well, I watched him play.
Okay.
I watched him play in the postseason.
I thought he was just playing possum.
He would like
saving himself for, you know, a moment like the Minnesota series without Curry. So maybe that's why you're not blown away, or you think I'm overdoing it, because I bought in.
Well,
And again, don't tell him how to play. Let's be honest. That's rubbing me the... Shout out Johnny Gill. Had a great single, Stoney. Rub you the right way. That's rubbing me the wrong way. I play my way. He was telling us. You don't tell me to be more aggressive. 20 shots in 2 games?
Okay, but what about the sound that we've heard from Udonis Haslam and Dwayne Wade?
Man.
Who know him as well as anybody. And they essentially said... That's a lot of who he is.
I want to run through the window. Like, it's not just me. I don't need crazy pills. I trust what I saw. And if I can upgrade and Jimmy could be a part of me upgrading to get a 30-year-old Giannis, I'm doing that. Malcolm X. any means necessary.
Any means? So you'll mortgage the future for Giannis.
Well, what's your future, right? I think your future's cloudy at best. Well, and especially if you're going to say night-night to Kuminga, what's your future? Well, when you talk about star power.
Their future is what they said their future is, which is year to year. They've made that clear. It's year to year. They're going to try to build, they're going to try to fill in the spots outside of Butler, outside of Draymond, outside of Curry. So if that's your strategy, but now you've got a shot at Giannis, well, then you got to change your strategy, clearly, which is fine if you love Giannis.
Do you have a problem when I hear you say year to year from an organization that sounds like check to check? Like
the Warrior fan base has signed off on it. You've signed off on it. Everybody signed off on it. It's all about Steph. And it was a couple years ago, maybe last year too. I said, you know, it's a dangerous game, but if you're going to do it, I guess you're going to do it. They're doing it. And so now you can't come back and say, now I'm worried about the future. Well, you should have been worried about the future a year or two ago.
My point is you would get two birds with one stone. Giannis not only is a superstar, Steiny, he could be your future.
I'm not sitting here saying if they get Giannis, that would be dumb.
Oh, right.
I'm not saying that at all.
Situation they're in right now. Because, Steiny, let's be honest, put the right on the table. Brought to you by @ Pest Control. If I ask you and Evan Giddings right now, do the Warriors have their future star? No.
Of course not.
I want to say it should be Kuminga. I wish it was Jordan Poole, but those guys are, that's not it.
925 on the text line. Expecting your team to not lose three in a row when losing Steph aren't high expectations, Steiny.
It was four.
What's that?
They lost four.
They lost four in a row.
Man.
I mean, would you be willing to look at it this way?
Yeah.
Their role players stink. The Warriors' role players stink, and that all caught up to them. It was fool's gold with Pods and Moody and all those guys in the regular season. But when the playoffs
Steph Curry
came,
can make the role players play better, but Jimmy Butler can't. Like superstars,
that's correct.
I think that's on the plate of a superstar.
Did he look like a superstar?
No, and that's what's hurting, and it's not his fault, but it is in a sense of. I didn't see you leave it all out there in a you know, big face dude from Union City, easy to say into the microphone, but 11 and 9 shots collectively when the noise was amped up about you're all we got, bud.
Well, why?
And he told you don't tell me I'm gonna make the right play. But he wasn't.
Why don't you chalk it up to one of two things? Either Butler wasn't 100% or Butler can't do what he did in Miami anymore, and he's not that player.
And that's what
doesn't it have to be one of those two?
Yes, no doubt. And I think I'm leaning more. I fought it, but Steiny, as the days go by and the NBA playoff games come, and I'm watching, I'm just thinking about his podium game. Words that have come out of his mouth that he shared with us. You don't tell him how to be aggressive, and for Dwayne Wade, who I don't think he has an axe to grind, talked about the same characteristic of Jimmy Butler at the rim, but choosing to go not shoot it and give it to somebody that's lesser, you know, not dissing anybody, but it's like, okay, that sounds like the record that I'm listening to, just in a different uniform.
So I think you're being too hard on Butler.
I got you.
I do. I think. And here's the other thing about, you know, Jimmy Butler. He's not going to be able to do it the way Steph did it.
And hopefully it'll never happen. Like, you know,
he can't do what he did in Miami because they don't have shooters on this team. Like, this team has, compared with other teams, has no shooting.
So you think that's why he looked different?
Yes.
All right.
That's one of the reasons he looked. The defense was so easily able to load up on him. And I mean, you heard, who was it, Wade say it or Haslam saying, you know, Gobert sitting in the middle, and he's a discourager. I got to tell you, watching Gobert in these playoffs, I do finally see what his value is. And I know he's got terrible hands.
Even last night.
He can't finish at the rim. Well, I'm not saying he has great. He's had 12 great games. But what I'm realizing is Gobert makes teams do stuff that you never even see. Like, he discourages people driving into the lane in the first place. So it's not like, well, they get into the lane and then there's Gobert to stop them. It's like a lot of players don't even think about it when he's in there. So I do think he affects a lot more of the game than people think. But getting back to Jimmy Butler, again, and I'm not just saying this, I absolutely think the Warriors had a shot at Minnesota with a healthy Steph Curry. Do you?
No doubt.
Okay. So then it's fair to say, you know what? Had the Warriors been healthy, maybe they could have made the Western Conference Finals with this team healthy. Now, I can't stand the fact that they're going to be older next year and the year after that, and I think it's just going to get harder and harder and more unrealistic to go further and further with an older core. But as far as this year and what happened this year after they got Butler, they had a shot at going to the Western Conference Finals.
Donnie, they did. I've been staggered.
And so why are we holding it against Butler because he couldn't get him to the Western Conference Finals by himself, when we knew all along it was going to take Butler and Steph?
And I'm staggered because, Donnie, I hear you real quick. Pierce Evans just hit me with this, and it resonates. How was Steph before Jimmy got here? I was getting worried.
Exactly.
So that just hit.
And that's a good thing to talk about. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.